by ruling that January 6th was an insurrection and that Donald Trump participated in it, if not incited, the storming of the Capitol. The Supreme Court agreed with those findings and then added that state courts could enforce the disqualification clause and it can be applied against the president.
A storm which began in Florida and moved up the coast has killed at least five people, and four states are still experiencing major flooding. CBS's Errol Barnett is in Paterson, New Jersey.
The deadly storm system left scenes of flooding, buckled roads, and downed power lines in its wake from the mid-Atlantic to the northeast. In Jackson Falls, New Hampshire, newly melted snow fueled raging rivers and floods. First responders were using drones to search for two people missing in Mexico, Maine. A swollen river caused by 5 inches of rain swept their car away on Monday.
Houthi rebels in Yemen have launched more than 100 drone and missile attacks on at least 10 merchant ships in the Red Sea. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
The attacks are unacceptable. We have national security interests at play in the region. There are international security interests at play in the region, including to the threat to shipping. We take those responsibilities seriously. We're going to continue to do what we can to protect them.
Senate leaders say they cannot reach a deal on Ukraine aid or border security by the end of the year. CBS's Allison Keyes.
There's already sniping over the failure to come up with a package for lawmakers to vote on, with the Senate's number two Republican, John Thune, accusing Democrats of running out the clock. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says everyone understands there's more work to be done, and that's going to take more time.
A plant in Ecuador is believed to be responsible for hundreds of lead poisonings linked to applesauce it produced. CBS's Alexander Tim.
The growing case count comes as the FDA says its inspectors found cinnamon used to make the applesauce at a plant in Ecuador had been contaminated with lead concentrations as high as 5.5 thousand parts per million. That's thousands of times higher than what experts consider safe.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
The holidays are the happiest time of the year. That is, unless you or your loved ones are miserable because of colds, sinus infections, or allergies. This holiday season, give the gift of better breathing with Navage. Wash away your cold and congestion problems this holiday season. Add Navage to your gift list so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier all year long. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is in Wisconsin on Wednesday. He'll talk about his track record boosting the nation's economy in Milwaukee Wednesday morning. Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris plans to be in Wisconsin next month on the anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision. No details on that visit yet. University of Wisconsin pay raises are finally approved by state lawmakers. A panel of state lawmakers signed off on the deal Tuesday. It was approved by the Board of Regents last week. The deal reclassifies around 40 diversity, equity, and inclusion positions within the UW system. Legislative Republicans say that they will continue to push out DEI positions throughout all of state government, with Assembly Speaker Robin Voss saying that they will begin reviewing diversity programming in other state agencies as well. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Lux basketball tonight at the Forum. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Fiserv Forum, where the Bucks and the Spurs are playing. We'll have a full recap after the game. The Spurs young star Victor Wembanyama did not play tonight. 19 years old, 7'4", but an ankle injury kept him out of the game. NFL Packers trying to figure out what went wrong with their defense. How did the Buccaneers wide receiver Chris Godwin get open so often? I asked Matt LaFleur.
You talked about some of the Godwin receptions, like back-to-back 20 yards seemingly in front of the safeties.
Yeah, that was another one. I mean, there was one of the plays, we were in an empty set, and one guy gets misaligned. We're trying to check to our three deep coverage, which, you know, it just, it was a bad deal because we never got the check. So now you've got basically Dre on two receivers and you don't have the rotation coming his way.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight and a low in the low 20s. More sun than clouds for tomorrow and warm. A high right around 40 and low 40s, mostly cloudy on Thursday. A very slight shower chance Thursday night that carries over into Friday. Mostly cloudy, high near 40. Current temp is 30.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11
a.m. Have you ever wondered why there's a NASCAR driver statue in this area? It's for Wisconsin Rapids native Dick Trickle. One of the first from the state to make it to the national circuit, Trickle was named the winningest short track driver in history. Along with a statue, he has several races here and across the country named in his honor. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, welcome to Nightlight. Great to have you with me on a Tuesday night, the Tuesday before Christmas. The whole week leading up to Christmas, that's all the days are. They're like the happiest days of that day of the year because it's right before Christmas. So that excites me. And broadcasting all over the state of Wisconsin, I hope you're having a great day wherever you are in our wonderful state. We are broadcasting live here from City Deck in Green Bay at the WGBW studios. And I got a really fun show tonight. I got some great guests and some great little bits we're going to do. I'm in kind of a weird mood. The producer tonight, as usual, is Conrad Krieger. Hi, Conrad. Did I catch you off guard there? That's okay. I was typing earlier. I don't understand. I think these tech people that design things have it in for us. They auto spell check things to things that make no sense. And that must just be for their amusement. I tried to type the word night into my phone today and autocorrect made it Nimitz. N-I-M-I-T-Z. Who is typing Nimitz? Maybe if your name is Nimitz, you're typing it. I was trying to type the word night, which I'm fairly certain is a more popular word in the American vernacular or worldwide for that matter than Nimitz. So kudos to you techies. You're having a lot, and it happens a lot. You know, you got to be really careful what you send out there in text because they could change. It could change in a heartbeat. And then the next thing you know, you're getting a letter from human resources. So be careful out there, folks. Today, I don't know if you know this, it's National Hard Candy Day and National Oatmeal Muffin Day. And I want to say, I think tomorrow, one of these was National Emo Day. When is National Emo Day? Let's find this out. Because that made me think of Emo Phillips, the comedian. Yes, today is National Emo Day. So I wasn't really sure what that was, but we're going to talk about National Emo. We're going to celebrate National Emo Day today the only way that I know how. So we'll do that. Some birthdays today in the world of entertainment, which is what we talk about here at Nightlight every night. Former Packer Reggie White, the former Packer great who passed away at 43. It is his birthday today. And pretty much an all-around good guy. Did not live in Green Bay while he played here or in the state of Wisconsin. But by all accounts, if you never hear a bad word about a guy, chances are he's a good guy. When there's no smoke, chances are they're a very good person. And he seems to have been so. Reggie White. Jennifer Beals is 60 today. Now, Jennifer Beals has been around forever. She was the star of Flashdance. Really good actor. I've always liked Jennifer Beals. I go the extra mile for my listeners. Tonight, here on Nightlight, in the second hour, I'm going to interview someone who kissed Jennifer Beals in high school. So that'll be fun. It was during a play. There's a disclaimer, but we will talk to Pete Moore, a man who kissed Jennifer Beals and was friends with her. That'll be exciting on Jennifer Beals' birthday. That's how we are celebrating Jennifer Beals' birthday, and I think she'd approve. She turned 60 today. Jake Gyllenhaal, really good actor who makes pretty good films by and large, turns 43 today, and Alyssa Milano turns 51. So our question of the night, where is our question of the night, Conrad? Oh, what is your favorite Christmas side dish? Conrad, do you have a favorite?
You know, I might get hate for this, but I just like buns.
Buns?
Yeah, it's so I have like two of them or three. They're so good just to have.
You mean like rolls?
With some butter on it.
Oh, roll. Okay. I thought you meant like a hamburger bun, like with nothing on it.
No, dinner rolls, I should have said.
Just aberrant behavior. Okay, dinner rolls. I can go a nice warm dinner roll maybe with some butter on it. Nothing wrong with that. So what are your favorite Christmas side dishes? I want to hear from you guys. You got great texts all week. It's Tuesday. But last night we had great texts. The week before we had great texts. I love the listener engagement because, A, it's nice to know people are listening. And B, I like it even more when they participate. So what is your favorite Christmas side dish? 920-264-0606. Let us know. Call or text 920-264-0606. See what happens with the autocorrect? My own voice just autocorrected. Did you hear that, Conrad?
I did. It happened live.
I know. I was just actually checking to make sure you're listening to the show. Appreciate that. and we do have some good birthdays today. What else? That's our question of the night. It is National Emo Day. We have a really exciting guest coming up in a few minutes. My guests tonight are top-notch. I've got a guy named Charanjit Bola who is going to be on the show in just a few minutes. Yesterday in Wauwatosa, this weekend in Wauwatosa, Jerry Seinfeld did a show in Milwaukee. He showed up at an Indian restaurant named India Garden for dinner or a meal. And we have the owner of the restaurant who is going to join us via what I like to call telephone in just a few minutes. And we're going to ask him some questions about Jerry Seinfeld. And then Frank Hermans is going to join us. Frank is great. He's going to perform in the studio. He's a Green Bay institution. Let Me Be Frank Productions. Killer voice. And a lot of people don't know this. A lot of people don't know about Frank and my friendship. But Frank owned a comedy club right here in downtown Green Bay years ago. We're going to talk about that. That's where I first met him in the 90s. And he was also an extra in a movie I shot here 20 years ago before he had achieved his mega fame in Northeast Wisconsin and the state of Wisconsin. So I just love the guy, and he's going to be here in a few minutes after we talk to Charanjit about Seinfeld. And then we're going to talk to Pete Moore about his Jennifer Beals kiss. How exciting is that? Conrad, does that excite you? Are you pretty excited about that?
I'm excited to hear the story.
Have you ever kissed a celebrity?
I can't say I have.
Well, you don't know, right? You don't know yet.
Who knows? Maybe in 20 years.
Yeah, he didn't know. Pete didn't know when he kissed her in that play what was going to happen. So, and then in the last part of the show, Chip Chinnery is going to join me, a really funny comic who wrote a book. He also runs his own website called Chip's Money Tips. He's very good with money, and I highly recommend you check it out. Anyway, let's get down to brass tacks. So I don't even know what that phrase means. So Emo Phillips, that's how I celebrate National Emo Day. Emo is a really funny joke writer, and I'm just going to share with you some of his jokes, and then what are we going to do, Connor? We're going to play a Jake Gyllenhaal clip. We have something like that.
Oh yeah, we could.
Yeah, let's do. Here's a couple emo jokes. This is Happy National Emo Day. At my lemonade stand, I used to give the first glass away free and charge $5 for the second glass. The refill contained the antidote. This is Emo Phillips. All prayers are basically a request. Please break the laws of physical universe for my convenience. Amen. Here's another one. Oh, yes, I've tried my hand at sex. Here's another one. Sex is logically impossible after marriage. You have to overcome the paradox of not this again. And hey, where did you learn that? Two more. If you can make just one person laugh, then you are already doing better than Tony Danza. That's strange. Emo usually doesn't go after people like that, but I still thought it was funny. And here's my favorite Emo Phillips joke ever. The guy hammering on the roof called me a paranoid little weirdo in Morse code. We should really have some music. When I just read jokes that aren't even mine, we should have like, let's make a note of that, Conor. We need a little introduction. We need to make it more of a bit, I think. So let's play. We have a clip from Jake Gyllenhaal. This is from the movie is Love and Other Drugs. And this is a favorite of yours, Conrad, which I think is kind of cool.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Let's play that clip from the Jake Gyllenhaal. This is Jake Gyllenhaal and Anne Hathaway.
I have never known anyone who actually believed that I was enough until I met you. And then you made me believe it, too. So, unfortunately, I need you. And you need me.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Stop it. Stop saying that.
You need someone to take care of you.
No, I don't.
Everybody does.
That was Jake Gyllenhaal and Anne Hathaway. That actually could have been a scene from Brokeback Mountain until I heard Anne Hathaway. Very nice scene. Beautiful scene and a good movie. I have never seen it. A good movie, so I'm told. Conrad, that's one of your favorites, right?
Yeah. And I just watched it like 2 months ago. And when I watched it, I was like, this movie's great.
It's funny too, huh?
Yeah. Okay. It's a good comedy. Has some serious parts in it, but mostly a comedy.
Very cool. Good to know. Okay, so like I said, we were going, our question of the night, again, by the way, is what is your favorite side dish at the Christmas meal or holiday meal? We can go Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, whatever. What is your favorite side dish? So it seems like most people do turkey or ham. And, you know, if you're having a bad year and you don't have a lot of whatever you decide, it could be Twinkies. I don't care. I want to know. What's your favorite side dish? Okay, in just a few minutes, we're going to play a clip. This is Jerry Seinfeld ate at a restaurant in Wauwatosa over the weekend. I've met Jerry twice when I was a stand-up. Really good dude in my limited, obviously very limited experience, but very gracious, good guy to a young comic. He ate at a restaurant in Wauwatosa. We're going to talk to the owner of that restaurant. Conrad, let's play the clip from Seinfeld where they're waiting for a table at a Chinese restaurant.
Anything happens here, can I count on you? If we decide to go at it. Yeah, I want to get into a rumble. I have to get in touch with Tatiana. Look at his little outfit. It's also coordinated. The little socks match the little shirt. I really hate this guy.
Oh, I'm gonna faint.
George, who is that woman in the stripes?
I don't know her.
All right, we can cut it.
She's so familiar.
This is like... That's an iconic Seinfeld episode. The entire episode, it was very cutting edge at the time. The entire episode is just them waiting for a table at a Chinese restaurant. Most people know Seinfeld. A lot of people think it's their favorite show. If you have not discovered the show yet, or if you're a little younger, check out the show Seinfeld. So brilliant. We're going to find out what Jerry Seinfeld ate in Milwaukee this weekend, this past weekend. He ate at an Indian restaurant, and the owner of that restaurant joins me next. And then Frank Herman's is in studio, and that promises to be a lot of fun. You're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the talk.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
I'm Pete Schwabba, your host, your ever-loving host. We are trying to get our guest on the phone. I've failed to share his number with my trusted producer, but I just gave it to him. Charanjit Bola. He owns India Garden in Wauwatosa, and that is where Jerry Seinfeld ate before his show this weekend. And there was a picture of him. It kind of blew up over social media. It was in the Milwaukee and Southeastern Wisconsin Press. And I saw it on Facebook, and a colleague of mine, Stuart Waddles, shared it with me in the name of the restaurant and everything. So we'll get Charanjit on the line here and find out what Jerry ordered, and we'll get to the bottom of this. The question of the night is, what is your favorite Christmas side dish or holiday meal side dish? What do you like to eat? Mine has typically been potatoes. I like my mom's mashed potatoes. I'll start us off. And so let us know what yours is, 920-264-0606. And in just a few minutes, Frank Hermans from Let Me Be Frank and a Green Bay institution will join me in studio. But first, we are going to take this thing down to Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, where we have a restaurant owner of the India Garden. Charanjit Bola is joining us by phone. Hi, Charanjit. How are you?
Hi, sir. How are you today? Thanks for having me in your show, sir.
Well, it is my pleasure. And you have a lot of information that we want, especially those of us who are Jerry Seinfeld fans.
I'm too fine. I'm a big fan of his too.
Are you? Okay, so did you know he was coming into the restaurant, or did he just show up?
He just show up. Like, one of the guys, gentlemen, come inside, and he asked me, and like, do you have space? Like, I have a Jerry Seinfeld in my car. So first of all, I thought maybe it's kind of a joke, like somebody joking. But when he come inside, I got shocked.
You thought maybe it was just a guy trying to get a good table.
I was thinking.
Okay, so, all right. So Jerry Seinfeld walks in. And are you a fan? Like, do you like the show Seinfeld?
Well, yeah. Seinfeld is my favorite. Like, I came in 94 in USA, and that was my first show.
Oh, nice.
And I love his show. Yeah,
same here. Oh, that's cool. Okay, so the big question, Charanjit, what did Jerry order?
Yes, sir. He ordered three appetizers. One is called the gobi manchurian. That's cauliflower. The second item, he ordered the onion bhaji. That's onion deep fry with chickpeas flour. And the third item, he ordered the mushroom, tandoori mushroom. That's mushroom baked in charcoal clay oven.
Oh, my gosh. My mouth is literally watering hearing you say this. what was his? Did he have like a main entree, or did he just do a...
Yeah, he had the main entree, and he had the chicken tikka masala.
Is that okay? I have an Indian friend who says chicken tikka masala is like the mac and cheese of your country, of India. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. Chicken tikka masala is one of the most favorite dish in our meal we have. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there's a reason for that. I mean, it's really, really tasty.
Yeah.
I mean,
Everybody loved that.
So was Jerry Seinfeld, was he a good tipper, Charanjit?
Oh, yeah. He gave it 30. Even I asked him, like, he's my favorite. I influenced, like, I didn't want to take a bill from him, but he said he cannot do that, so he paid his bill.
Wow. So did you get a picture with him?
No, not really, because security guard with him.
Oh,
so he
okay.
was telling, like, if you start taking picture with him, so he can ruin his private
sure.
private moment because people can come and see and start taking pictures with him.
Yeah. And even though you're a fan, you have a business to run. You're a restaurant owner first.
So yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you think was this bodyguard a pretty big guy?
Oh, yeah, he's a big guy. Yeah.
You think you could have taken him down if you had to?
Oh, yeah.
You never know. So did Jerry have good table manners?
He's very good, and he's kind of a regular guy. Like, first, like, in no attitude.
Yeah.
He was smiling. I told him, sir, I've been to his table, and I talked to him a few minutes. I told him, I love you so, and you are my hero. Like, he was just a regular guy and very pleasant guy, too.
Oh, that's so great. I used to be a stand-up comic, and I ran into him two times when I lived in Los Angeles, and I kind of said the same thing before you came on. He was very nice. He was very encouraging. I told him I had met him years ago in Chicago, and he pretended to remember me, even though I know he didn't. Like, he's just a really nice, you know, very gracious guy to a young comedian. So that doesn't surprise me when you say he was a gentleman.
Yeah, he's a lady, nice.
So let's talk about your restaurant. Where are you in Wauwatosa? Where are you located if people are listening and want to go?
Yeah, sure, sir. Thank you, sir. 2930 North 117th Street, Wauwatosa.
Okay.
It's like Burley and 117th. And we are open 365 days a year. We never close.
Wow.
We always open Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. We always open. And lunchtime, we serve the lunch buffet. All you can eat 11:30 to 3 o'clock.
Okay.
And dinner, we serve 5 to 10.
Wow, very nice. So have you gotten a lot more customers since this weekend, since that happened with Seinfeld?
Yeah, sure. Even some of the customers even asking, like, we want to have the Jerry Booth table where he wants to sit, like, you want to have that table.
That's great. So if I were to come into your restaurant tomorrow, I would probably order the chicken tiki masala as well. But if I didn't order that, what would you recommend?
The another item we have, I can say the butter chicken.
Butter chicken
is one of my favorite.
Okay.
It's chicken thigh with the raisin, nuts, and cream, tomato-based sauce. Very good.
Very nice to know that. Okay. Well, I'm a little bit up north, but if I ever get down to Milwaukee, I'm stopping in, and I will shake your hand. This has been a lot of fun having you on, Charanjit. You're a good sport.
Thanks for having me, Shosa. Thank you very much, sir.
You're very welcome. Have a great night. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So that was Charanjit Bola. He is the owner of India Garden in Wauwatosa, where Jerry Seinfeld enjoyed a meal this weekend. Either after or before a show, he had the chicken tiki masala and three appetizers. And that's how it is for me. When I go into an Indian restaurant, there's so much Indian food I haven't tried yet, but I really like it. So I would do that, too. I'd order, like, more appetizers just to sample stuff. And that's a good way to do it. Oh, I forgot to ask Charanjit what he's watching, besides Seinfeld. So our question of the night is, what is your favorite Christmas side dish? What do you like to have with your big holiday meal on the side? And I got to be honest, I don't know about you, Conrad, but I think like the turkey or ham, okay, it's fine. But the side dishes to me make the meal, frankly. So we'll, I think Conrad left.
No, I'm here.
All right, that's our question of the night. Chip Chinnery is with me later. Peter Moore, a guy who kissed Jennifer Beals, is also going to be here in the second hour. And coming up in just a few minutes is a Green Bay institution. That's what I call him, Frank Herman. So you're not going to want to miss out on that. It's Pete Schwabe, and this is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Special Report. Donald Trump is disqualified from the ballot in Colorado. The state Supreme Court has ruled that the former president violated the 14th Amendment on January 6th. It's the first time in history Section 3 of the 14th Amendment has been used to disqualify a presidential candidate. CBS's Robert Costa.
This ruling is an explosive moment in the 2024 presidential campaign, taking the Republican primary frontrunner off the ballot. The Trump campaign says it will appeal the ruling all the way to the Supreme Court, and legal sources tell us it expects the high court to take the case.
The Trump campaign calls it a flawed decision. CBS News election law expert David Becker.
It wasn't clear that the United States Supreme Court was going to rule on this issue of whether or not Donald Trump was disqualified from being president due to having engaged in an insurrection. And now I think it's much more likely that the United States Supreme Court will rule on this sooner rather than later.
Former President Trump is campaigning in Iowa. CBS News Special Report. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. QuitTrip is expanding operations and plans to hire 500 more people in Wisconsin by 2027. The company plans to invest $151 million of its own money and $15 million worth of help from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. The new investment focuses on expanding their dairy, commissary, and bakery facilities in La Crosse. Governor Tony Evers is demanding the legislature release $125 million to address PFAS contamination. That money was approved by the legislature in the bipartisan budget earlier this year. But that funding can't be used by the State Department of Natural Resources until the legislature says how it can be spent. The DNR announced Tuesday that they will have to abandon their process of setting standards for how much PFAS is in groundwater until they can access that funding. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight and a low in the low 20s. More sun than clouds for tomorrow and warm. A high right around 40 and low 40s, mostly cloudy on Thursday. A very slight shower chance Thursday night that carries over into Friday. Mostly cloudy, high near 40. Current temp is 30.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The Mississippi to our left, Granddad on the right. We're right in the middle. Eagle 1490 WLCX, the talk of La Crosse.
Welcome back to Nightlight. Pete Schwabe with you on a Beautiful Tuesday night in downtown Green Bay, broadcasting live from City Deck and the WGBW studios. Coming up in just a little while, Chip Chinnery, a comedian who has a book out about all of his road stories. I'm going to talk to Chip. We'll hear some great road stories, some stories from the road from a stand-up comic and a very successful actor. But right now, I'm really thrilled. I have a guest in the studio I've been trying to book forever. And when I say forever, I've been on 2.5 weeks, so it seems like forever. But he's finally agreed to join me. I've got a history with this guy that I just love. Frank Hermans, a Green Bay institution. Welcome, Frank.
What is up, Pete? Pete, I I've been following your career for years, you know. You're a comedian, and you're the guy, and Godfather of Green Bay. I mean, doing all that cool stuff you did in Hollywood, and then back in the area doing PBS, and, you know. Hey, I'm proud of you, man. This is cool.
Thank you. Oh, well, likewise. Cool. I'll just give listeners a little bit of background. So Frank and his brother Mike owned a comedy club right down here, down the street, I guess, that I worked when I was a stand-up. I was Chicago-based at the time, and I came up here. I think I worked it a couple times before I moved out west, and you guys were like two of the coolest comedy club owners. I'm like,
we didn't know what we were doing. I think that's what it was.
You know? Maybe.
And I think about, you know, when you would come there and, you know, we had three successful years. We did. We opened up this comedy club. Back then you could get a liquor license for $250.
Whoa.
And, yeah. It was crazy. We opened that on a shoestring budget, $5,000. I had a couple coolers. I also owned another bar. And I was running another nightclub called Purcell's in the Radisson. So I had some contacts.
Oh, yeah.
And I knew everybody.
They
did
comedy there too, right?
Yes,
at Purcell's. Yeah,
I did comedy out there. And I worked through Fletcher Lee, and then I worked through
a couple
other guys that back then a headliner was $500 a week. A feature was $300 a week. Isn't that crazy? That's all you guys
made. How little I was
That's
making
how
back
little
then?
Little you were making.
No wonder
I
moved.
And then, no kidding. And then I would put you guys up at a little hotel down here, downtown Green Bay, $24 a night. It's crazy to think my expenses back in 19. Well, that would have been 19.
Midnight. I left in the mid 90s.
91 and 92, we were there. And and then every once in a while, I had 15 minutes, so I could do an open. You know, an open. Every once in a while, we get a couple local guys to do open. But, you know, back then, I think in those days, Mike and I, if we would have kept at it, we would have been millionaires, man, because it was just flush with cash. Yeah. Cash. Flush. We were rocking.
You guys,
Funny Bone came in and killed me.
Oh, they did?
They came in and they papered the city, Pete.
Oh, that's how they ruined
the city,
comedy. Yeah.
And so we decided to hang it up. And
it's almost immoral when you do, you know, it's like, but you and your brother were such good dudes. I remember, I think the first week I met you guys, Mike was limping. And I asked him what happened. He goes, I fell off my deck. But then he didn't tell me the whole story, but you did.
The whole story is.
You can tell the story, okay. Frank.
Mike lived in an upper. And back then, he didn't own a home yet. So he was renting an upper with his wife, and he had two little girls. And his wife had gone in first, and they had been out, you know. And she went to the bathroom. And when you get to the top of the porch, if you peer around the porch, there's the bathroom window on the second floor. Well, he wanted to get a sneak peek, okay?
His wife.
Sneak peek at his wife. Well, when he went and looked, he lost his balance, did a full flip, landed on his heel, crushed his heel. So he crushed his heel seeing something he could have saw for free any day.
Yeah. And then did he ever fully recover?
Yeah. You know, he walks, he's got a little bit of a limp, but, you know, he always said, you know, it took a long time to heal a crushed heel because basically what happened, that bone fragmented, like almost like telescoping, they call it. And they had to put all pins in there and stuff. And yeah.
So can he dunk again?
He can't dunk.
He can't dunk.
I can box him out every time. But, you know, when we opened that comedy club, he was in a wheelchair. And he did all the work. My dad and him, they're so handy. We opened up that bar. It was $5,000. I had $5,000. It was my investment. I bought a couple coolers from Sherway grocery stores. They were meat coolers that we used as ice coolers. I bought a 3-sink tank because I had opened another bar down the road called Herman's Post on Main Street. And so we had a little bit of cash flow from this place. And I had started comedy at Purcell's in the Radisson. And then I'd done it down in Columbia, Missouri, and a couple other clubs that I ran.
Okay.
So I had some experience with this. And I thought, let's open this. And it's perfect. It was a storefront. And I set it up. Nick DiPaolo. Remember Nick?
Yeah, sure.
He came in and he said, Frank, you can't do a comedy club like this the long way. Let's move the stage to the center.
I remember that. Okay.
And it was only like 20 feet deep, but it was wide. So the comic could work the room. You know,
right.
I was in a band at the time, so I had a full PA system. I had the lights. I had, so basically to open up this comedy club, it was just bits and pieces that came together, and man, it was successful. I knew that we could break even. We needed 45 people a night to break even. We were putting in 80, 90 folks. That's sellout.
Yeah, that was a nice, cozy little room. It was great.
Cozy, yeah.
And right downtown here. You guys were kind of ahead of the renovation, really.
We were.
Right?
It was before Washington Street.
Because Port Plaza was still here then.
It was.
Wow.
It was. There was me, and then there was another bar. Jeff Gels owned a bar right next door, and it was the Hoppin' Place. Gosh darn it, I can't remember. And Jeff and I were talking about this the other day. We were the place that Washington Street really started. Then they opened up Stirrups. Then they opened up these other bars. And Jeff and I were, you know, you had Comedy City right next to me in the other building. So we had Comedy City was the comedy sports.
Like a sketch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sketch comedy. And we were right next to each other.
Oh, fun.
And it was.
Any thoughts about bringing it back? I mean, Green Bay, do they have a comedy club here right now?
No.
Just Appleton, right?
In fact, I got to tell you. Food and beverage business sucks.
Yeah.
I was in food and beverage. That's why I'm glad I'm in theater. As soon as I built a theater in town on the SC Grand years ago, I built it in four partners, and I was cooking, I was serving, you know, couldn't find help. And then I got to get on stage smelling like chicken, you know, and do a show.
I worked at McDonald's in high school. I know about the smell you carry around.
I'm like, where can I go and not do this anymore and just do what I love, sing, write. Because food and beverage, you know, I went to college for theater, and I just got into the food and beverage industry. The bar industry was paying well, you know, and I became a manager. And, hey, nightlife, you know, girls, drinks, whatever, you know, money.
And wow.
Next thing you know.
Yeah. All right, so let's jump ahead here.
Yeah.
So we've got you, that's where I met you.
Yeah.
Then I moved out to L.A., and I kind of stopped working the road because it's so far from everywhere. But I came back to make a movie, The Godfather of Green Bay, in 2003 in the fall. And the producer said, I think he said, you know this guy. And I said, oh, my God, you know, Frank. And then Frank was so cool. He played an Elvis extra in a scene. We faked the scene, the Best Western and Marinette. We tried to make look
like Las Vegas
hotel. And me and Lance Barber, the main character, who I think is going to be on later in the week, we're walking down the hall, and the two Elvises, Frank is one, walk past us. You guys got out the door, and until you heard the words cut, and my partner, Brian Edding, the producer, said, every time we get out the door, that guy's killing me. He's telling jokes, or he goes, whoa, look out, Elvis fart coming.
Elvis got a fart coming, man. Come on. Hey, pull Elvis's finger, man. Let me sing a little song, man. It's love me tender, baby.
Like an inside joke we would do for the next couple of years. Like he's like, oh, that was fart. So okay, fast forward again, and my dad says, oh, we have tickets for Frank Herman's show. Let me be Frank. And I'm like, Frank Herman's? I go, I didn't even know. I knew you owned a comedy club and you were just kind of a funny guy. Sure. But now you're like this Green Bay institution. How did you make that leap?
Institution?
Absolutely, wow, dude. You're everywhere.
An institution. Well, I got to tell you, I didn't know this was going to happen. I just, it's my passion. I love entertainment. I remember, you know, if you go way back, high school, I didn't do theater until I was a senior in high school because I played basketball, football, and I always sang. I always played guitar. So my senior year, I do a show, and I'm like, hey, I like this. I'm going to go to school for theater. And I went to GB and got into a band, and I'm like, this is pretty cool. You know, and that was kind of the base. So these puzzle pieces started falling together, and I just remember when we were doing comedy, you back then, I'm like, hey, these comics, I could do this. So I put together a stand-up routine. So I was doing comedy too, but I wasn't traveling like you guys.
Okay.
But I was opening up and doing stuff, and I'm like, hey, I could write sketch stuff, man. This is fun. Again, you know, a buddy of mine, I owned a place called Sports Corner in De Pere, and we had this banquet facility. It was busy Friday and Saturday night for weddings, but it was dead Sunday through Thursday. So Joe goes, hey, we should start a dinner theater. I'm like, sounds great, man. How do we do this? He goes, you got a band, right? I go, yeah, we'll get my guys here. Let's do something like, I don't know, like some 50s and 60s and see what people think. So we put together kind of a Carol Burnett kind of show.
Yeah,
it's called Fabulous 70s. We even did a Tim Conway bit. And one of the best comedy is stuff that's stolen. I mean, I'm sorry, but you take what works and then you do it, and then you improvise and you make it your
derivative.
Own.
Yeah, sure.
It's a derivative. And so you know, February of 2000, do this show 7 nights. We sell out every night. I pay everybody in the cast $175. I'm like, wow. So people can do community theater and get this, or yeah. they can work for me and get paid. So
where do I sign
that
up?
Is what started everybody wanting to audition for me. And the big thing was singing. And I've written 150 shows now.
Yeah, I saw that on your website. Shows, that is yeah. incredible.
It's stupid is what it is. It's mind-boggling. It's about history of Wisconsin. I like history. I love music. And I just, I'm kind of a history bluff.
You're too modest, though, because that's like, I mean, you're just a guy, you exude enthusiasm and like, you get an idea, let's do this. And you do it. Yeah. Because if you don't do it, nothing ever happens. I'm talking with Frank Hermans, yes, a Green Bay institution from Let Me Be Frank Productions. And I'm kind of an, are you going to sing something for us today?
Yeah, I'm going to sing.
I got a lot of questions I still want to ask you, but I'd love to hear you sing.
You know, I wrote a song. In this Christmas show, we actually wrote three Christmas shows, that songs, original ones, because we didn't want to pay BMI and ASCAP. So I wrote some songs. And I wrote a song. My wife wrote a song. My son wrote a song. I got my son in the show, too, Blake. I have some talented kids.
Wow, nice.
I got a 12-year-old and 10-year-old that are just amazingly talented. And they take after their mom so they can sing really good.
That's so cool. Yeah, yeah. Oh, come on. Modesty.
Well, whatever.
Not Frank. You're great. And you know it.
But I'm going to sing an original song that I wrote during COVID. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. How did you survive COVID with what you do? I mean, that must have been really challenging.
Here's the deal. Yeah, because we got 17 folks that rely on our income.
Yeah.
You know, and we didn't do shows. I'll remember it. March of 2019, we closed Girls on Thin Ice. It was a show I wrote.
That's great.
Sunday night, they're talking about closing. Monday, they close everything down. We cancel our shows. And I'm like, what are we going to do? Well, I have enough money in the bank. We can pay salaries for a while. Right, we can do that.
Good for you.
And we're thinking, we can do the show in June. No, didn't happen. So we canceled that show. Are they going to bring it back in the summer? No, we canceled again. Then SBA stuff came around. Got some grants. Got some small grants. Then Green City, Green Bay says we can do stuff. Social distancing, 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
So I have 1,000 seats in the Meyer Theater. I could fit 200 people in there. So I started doing shows again.
Oh, fantastic!
I was one of the first people to bring back shows with social distancing, masking. Being on stage without a mask, if you were okay with that, folks, I mean, we're 18 feet apart from you. None of us got COVID. We all got vaccinated. Everybody on stage that was there, nobody got COVID. So we performed. We got to perform. Plus, I got really good at grant writing. I got some of the best grants. I got the big one from the federal government for
that's an art in and of itself is grant writing.
Yeah, I got quite a lot of grants. I was one of two. That got the big grant in Green Bay. And then I was one of two that got the big grant from the state of Wisconsin. So,
very nice.
So I was able to pay salaries. 2 minutes. There we go. Yeah, I like that. I thought she was just giving me the peace sign.
She's saying she's going to have you here, Frank.
You're cool, man. You're cool. But that's what got us through. And people are back finally. It took, even last year, we were still struggling, you know, getting folks back in the seats. You know what has changed? Large groups. Nobody does large groups anymore. The companies, they don't do these big Christmas parties or these company functions anymore. And I think COVID made that an excuse to not spend that money on, you know, now they do something else. So we're still fighting, but I tell you what, this year we've set some records. People are back.
So, I guess I'll just wait till after the break to we'll do a song, but who are your musical influences, Frank?
Elvis Presley.
Yeah,
you
nice.
Know, I've performed Elvis. I'm an Elvis. I used to be an Elvis impersonator. I traveled the country. I was in Vegas.
Wow.
And, you know, did all that stuff. So I did that on the side. You know?
Everything you've just told me since you've been here is like two lifetimes of stuff to do. So I don't know. I don't know how you got like this Jack Kerouac side to you, like where you're just out doing stuff.
You just do it, man. And you
are you 95 years old and you just look like you're much younger?
I feel great. You know, I'm 59 and I still get called to do Elvis. It's crazy. And, I don't color my hair anymore. So I just paint it.
So what show are you performing right now? What do you have running? And I'm sure people know about it, but in case they don't, why don't you plug the show you're in right now?
Yeah, it's a Frank's Christmas. It's our 24th all original Christmas show, and it is and we write new Christmas shows every year. This one's about the elves and the elf on the shelf, saving Berenson and the chocolates. But it's this weekend, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7:30, and then next week, Friday and Saturday, we got 8 performances left at the Meyer Theater. Come on down, you will love this show. It's good for the kids too. Good for the kids too.
All right, Frank is going to perform in just 60 seconds. You're listening to Nightlight with Peach Wabba and Frank Hermans on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Serving Central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Actually, yeah. So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripescast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Eagle 1490. Eagle 1490 AM.
Welcome back to Nightlight. Pete Schwabe with you on a Tuesday night. The Tuesday before Christmas. How cool is that?
That is awesome.
Isn't that great? It's like, because Tuesday, as they said in Seinfeld, has no feel. It's not a Monday. It's not a Friday. But the Tuesday before Christmas is pretty cool.
It's
so Frank Hermans is here with me of let me be Frank.
You sure you still don't do a stand-up, Pete? Can you have 45?
I do sometimes.
Do you have 45 strong minutes that you could do?
Strong?
Yeah.
No. I can stretch 9 tight minutes into a 45-minute set.
Sure. I got you. I'm with you.
People think I'm patient. No, I just don't have enough material. That's how it works. Frank Hermans is with me from Let Me Be Frank Productions. You said one of your influences is Elvis, which is not surprising. You have a big personality. You're very musical.
Thank you.
What's your favorite Elvis tune?
Well, you know what? I got a ton of them, but If I Can Dream. It's one of my favorite songs to sing because it's so much emotion. And when I sing that song, I think about, you know, when it was sung. Because, you know, it was right when Robert Kennedy was killed. You had Martin Luther King. So it was so much emotion. And then with what is going on with the world today with, you know, two sides fighting. Let's just agree. And that song really is relevant. And when I sing it, I see people in the audience tear up. You know, it's crazy. That's and also, I got to say, How Great Thou Art, you know.
Beautiful song.
I sing it at a Christmas show, man. I can't look at the audience because, you know, people are crying. My mom, I'm like, Mom, don't look at me, you know.
That's one of those songs. I say this about Danny Boy, too. Yeah. Even a bad singer makes me tear up because it's such a beautiful song. But a great singer doing that, forget it.
Yeah. One of my favorites.
And I'm with you. Like, I think, like, sports and entertainment, that's what brings us together. Yeah. That's what I'm hoping to do with the show a little bit. Hey, let's get together. Let's talk about some funny TV or movies we're watching.
Sure.
Some entertainers. That you can't go wrong. And so you're going to sing something for us here.
You know, I wrote this song. I don't know if when I was growing up, my dad was in... he was an electrician. He worked at nuclear plant shutdowns. So we lived in obscure places all over the United States. And we're always leaving here. We're always leaving Green Bay or Denmark. We'd come back because of the Kewaunee nuclear plant and the Point Beach nuclear plant when they do the shutdown. So I'd be gone for a year, come back, gone for a year. And I was always leaving a friend or a girlfriend, and I always wanted to come back.
Yeah.
So I wrote this song kind of about my family, and I wrote it over COVID. And I recorded it a couple times, but we do it in this show, and it is so awesome the way my wife has put the backup vocals. Now you're just gonna hear a raw song right now. You're just gonna hear the raw song.
Love it.
You need to come to the Christmas show and hear the orchestration and the backup vocals.
Sweet.
But this is kind of it's a very simple song.
Frank Hermans.
Christmas time is here and everyone is near and kids are everywhere. What a funny sight. It's Christmas time. Family's back in town and everyone's around and pumpkin pie is brown. I can't eat no more. It's Christmas time and I'm coming home. I'm sick of the telephone. Kids stop and stare at reindeer in the air and everyone believes Saint Nick is near. It's Christmas time and no one's at a loss cause here comes Santa Claus. It's really Uncle Jim. I wish I were him. It's Christmas time
Christmas carols, yeah, we hear the silver bells and Elvis Presley sings my favorite hymns. It's Christmas time. Snow's falling down and Uncle Ed's a clown with presents in his arms. I'm finally here. It's Christmas time and I'm finally home. Don't want to be alone. No one really cares all the pain we share and everyone forgives because of him. It's Christmas time. The hurt that we show, we all just let it go. And Christmas is for this, and I still believe. It's Christmas time. Christmas time is here and everyone is near and kids are everywhere. What a funny sight. It's Christmas time. Family's back in town and everyone's around and pumpkin pie is brown. I can't eat no more. It's Christmas time and I'm...
Ooh, I just hit the wrong chord there at the end. Are you like that? And I was going for the big ending. I was going for the big ending there. It was a C instead of a G. And I didn't write it. I didn't write it on my cheat sheet.
That Isn't was that a big funny? Ending, though. That was awesome.
Huge ending. What?
Oh, that's gorgeous.
Oh, that's good time.
That is gorgeous.
Oh, that's good time.
So that you said that with a big orchestration and the way it's composed. I'll tell you, there's just something about a guy with an acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
I love that almost as much as a big arrangement sometimes. You know, that's a great song.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. And you know, it's a simple song. It's, you know, G, C, D, F.
Yeah.
G, you know, an E in there once in a while.
It's the only chords I can play. So
1-4-5, you put the four in there once or one or a three chord in there once in a while. It's rock and roll. That's what it is. You can play them anything and in any key and you can write any song. It's the melody that you can come up with. And we're very lucky with my musicians in my band. They can just take a song and they can orchestrate it. You know, I've written a number of songs. I've written a full musical with, I wrote all the songs called Brent the Musical. It was about Brett Favre, but I called it Brent the Musical. And I wrote all the songs. Those guys, Pat Hibbard, who's my partner, is my musical coordinator, and he'll take stuff and just make it, you know. Wow, I didn't know you could do that.
Oh,
you know?
That's great.
Yeah, so
you wrote that a long time ago, you said.
I did. I wrote that a long time ago. That's
a great song.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So
I'm a little hoarse today.
There's so much stuff going around.
Yeah, yeah.
I had people cancel this week just because flu or COVID.
Well, I'm not sick, but COVID is still around, man.
So where do you get your ideas for your shows? Because they're so... Okay. I love the titles.
Okay. Pete, it's not just me. I have... First of all, we have 1,500 season ticket holders, okay? For Let Me Be Friends. Yeah, I know. Isn't that nuts?
That is crazy.
That's crazy. And then people still buy tickets. And I got to tell you, everybody will come through the line. Hey, Frank, did you ever think about doing something called... I got that. Well, what do you think of this one? Punta Cacona. And I go, Punta Cacona, I love it. Hey, Frank, what do you think about new London bridges falling down?
You get an idea from anywhere, right?
Oh, like, my God.
That's so great.
There's a million of them.
All right, I'm talking with Frank Hermans. He is going to stick around for an unprecedented third session, although Mino might have done that one time, too. This is fun. We're having fun.
Right.
Frank's going to perform another tune.
Cool.
We'll be right back with more of Frank Hermans and Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cool.
Would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Colorado's high court says former president and current candidate Donald Trump should be disqualified from the state's GOP primary because of the U.S. Constitution's insurrection clause.
More from CBS's Peter King.
It took just a few moments for the Trump campaign to announce that it would go to the U.S. Supreme Court to appeal the Colorado ruling. Election law expert David Becker.
For the United States Supreme Court to rule that a former president and current presidential candidate engaged in insurrection, even with all of the factual information they have, that's going to be a pretty high bar to meet.
CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson says Trump has a tough case to make.
This is stunning but legally correct. The Colorado Supreme Court has found that those who seek to destroy our government from within cannot then represent it.
Peter King, CBS News.
A Trump spokesman calls